27 wildest days. Day 21. I remember my grandmother's house. This was my maternal grandmother. I remember it was a semi-detached, which I think is called a twinned house in Brazil, and I've no idea what it's called anywhere else. Think terraced housing, but just in pairs. The house my grandmother lived in was called Wender Home, W-E-N-D-E-R, H-O-L-M-E. No one ever mentioned why that was, and I never asked. The houses shared everything. My grandmother's brother, Norman Griffiths, lived next door with his wife, Edna, who died in middle age of colon cancer. And their two daughters, Alison, who is a nurse to this day, and Ruth, who married a tall, thin Egyptian called Ismail, with a pencil moustache, and moved to Abu Dhabi before it was built. And they're still there. Ismail was recently very ill, and Ruth said there was a grand piano in the hospital reception, with a pianist playing classical medleys. I remember the conservatory. It was about half the size of the apartment I now live in, and there was always a blue bottle fly buzzing in the windows near to tomato plants. At least in my memory now, 47 years on. The conservatory overlooked a rose garden on a terrace, which gave onto a lawn that sloped down to a vast vegetable garden with scarecrows in it, next to an apple orchard with a chicken coop at the entrance to it, just next to the tennis court that was built below and next to the large garage where the family coal distribution business and its one truck was. After the deaths of my grandmother and her brother, there was a big row on my side of the family and no one spoke for 30-odd years. The conservatory and rose garden and tennis courts exist only in my memories, and the 6 or 7 houses that now occupy that plot of land have no idea how great my childhood was. It's only now that I can see how great it was.